Bug by Tracy Letts is opening. It's sort of a psychological thriller about a woman who's really down on her luck and, you know, having her own problems in life, and she sort of latches on to a man who is just kind of crazy and believes that he is infested with bugs and that the bugs are controlled by the government and they're trying to control everybody, and things really spiral out of control. It's got some real Kentucky connections, first in Michael Shannon, who is an actor who got his start here in Central Kentucky working with groups like Actors Guild, and has gone on to a critically acclaimed career in film, including an Academy Award nomination. And he starred in the film version of Bug opposite Ashley Judd, who we all know is another Kentucky-connected actress. The film was not terribly successful. A lot of people say that that's in part because the film was marketed as a horror film, and it really wasn't all that horrific, so it sort of didn't give the horror fans what they wanted, and that sort of turned off the art house crowd that might have been a little bit more interested. But at Balagula, we're going to get a chance to see it on stage in its original form.
And there's going to be a diversity of music also this weekend as Lexington stages its Roots and Heritage Festival.
Right, the annual downtown festival. Hear a lot of jazz and blues and things of that sort. You know, sort of down at the Elm Tree area around the Lyric Theater, it's sort of become a real center of activity for Roots and Heritage, and that sort of kicks off a fall festival season.
And I guess a very important publication coming out also, which is going to outline, the Herald Leader is going to outline all the big arts events that are going to be happening over the next 9 months, designed, of course, to help people plan on what they're going to see and not see here in Central Kentucky.
Right, our arts preview section comes out on Sunday. This is always a huge deal. And I'd say, you know, a lot of people these days read the paper online, and that's great. We love hits. But this is really an addition. If you love the arts and follow the arts, it's an addition to go and get in print, because it just basically maps out for you what, you know, all the major arts groups and minor arts groups and stuff are going to be doing over the next 9 months or so. And, you know, it's a great basis for kind of making plans on what you want to see and what you want to take in. So it's always a real, you know, it's an undertaking for sure. We've had numerous staff here working for weeks to try to get this together and get it right. But it's also a real pleasure to put out there, because we know it's really important.
It's almost an arts event unto itself.
It is.
Rich Copley, happy publishing.
All right. Thank you.